Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Tuning into the First Word. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We like to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that we will be able, God, to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, God, we pray that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we're glad to be with everyone this morning. We have Brother Jamal Harris on the line. He's going to be guiding us through our proverb today. Again, for those of you dialing in or listening in or going to the archives, we studied the in our men's ministry, the book of Proverbs, and today Proverbs is for whatever Sunday it is. So today being the fourth would be a fourth proverb. And so we're glad to have Jamal on the line. Brother Jamal, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Everyone, I hope everyone had a blessed week. Today is the fourth. And as the pastor always mentioned, we study Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. And since today is the fourth, we're studying the fourth book of Proverbs. And I would like to first off say that this proverb it is very powerful, and to the way that God breaks down wisdom is so awesome. It starts off in, what's this, verse 7. It says, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom, though it costs you all you have. Get understanding. This speaks to me because wisdom is so key when we're dealing with God, because when we have the wisdom, we start to recognize certain situations as they are. We start to press the brake, and when certain situations arise against us where we would usually go to them in full speed, because now we understand and we have the knowledge and the wisdom of what is going on. It says that it might, even though it might cost you everything, get it, get understanding. We have to get into a place with God that says, Father God, I don't care about what person is going to get in their feelings, Lord. I need this wisdom and understanding, because this surpasses all. verse 8 says, esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. So what is that saying is when we start looking and searching and wanting for the wisdom and understanding, that it will do us good in life. It will show us to be the men that God has set us to be, Pastor.
Absolutely, and when you get to that point, you have basically sold out for God. In other words, you're no longer interested in anything that comes before God, and you understand that this being the principal thing or the supreme thing is that's most important, and everything else will line up once you understand that. It's sort of like you can have, the example of an automobile. You can have the most expensive automobile with the biggest engine and the best tires and looking good, but it doesn't have any fuel. Fuel is the principal thing that will allow that vehicle to operate. This is wisdom, the word of God. God's word is the principal thing in our lives, and this is what we need to focus on. And like I said, you can have the baddest million-dollar car out there, but if you don't have the fuel to fuel it, it does you no good, and it can't do anything for you.
I like the way that you said that. It doesn't matter how good it looks, no matter how good it looks on the inside, like you say, how good it looks under the hood. If you don't have no fuel, you ain't going nowhere. You're not going anywhere. So it speaks to the test of wisdom. If you said a couple first words back when we were talking about, you can have all the accolades in the world that you want by man, but if you don't have the wisdom, or if you don't have the good understanding, then none of that means anything. They're just pieces of paper. It says in verse 18, it says the path of righteousness is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever bright until the full light of day. Verse 19 says, but the way of the wicked is like deep darkness, and they do not know what makes them stumble. These two verses stand out to me because it speaks to the, if you walk in the light of the Lord. I don't know. I've been to Myrtle Beach before, and when we went to Myrtle Beach, we had caught the sunrise, and it was I was speechless when I saw it, because I've never saw anything like that before. So when it compares it to the gleam of dawn, it shows me that this was something that you would never see before, and it's going to keep shining brighter until the full light of day. And it tells you that the wicked is in deep darkness, and they don't even know what makes them stumble. They are so evil, and they are so corrupt in their ways. They don't even know where they started at, or even what's making them fall. Verse 20 says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Verse 21, do not let them out your sight. Keep them within your heart. Verse 22, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's body, to a man's whole body, excuse me. These verses speak to me because we were talking about Proverbs 16, and 24, like we were talking earlier, Pastor, it says the pleasant words are honeycomb, and sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So when we obtain this wisdom, we start to learn how to tame our tongue. A lot of us don't, we don't know how to tame our tongue, and this is where the pride comes in again. We don't know what to say out of our mouth. We have to be careful, because we have to understand that power lies in the power of our tongue. And the things that you say, you have to be careful, because you're speaking those things into your atmosphere. You're speaking those things in into existence. So we have to be very careful of what we say and what we put into our heart and what we put out into the world, what we project out of our mouths. Pastor?
Amen. Then we got Brother Anthony and Brother Minister Grimes on the line. I don't know if they want to jump in and have something to say.
Okay.
Am I first, I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I think that, like you guys are saying, that this is basically what you need to build your life off of. And if you seek God first and after, you know, look at his word, basically everything else will fall into place. And with that first, you can move forward in your life and everything will be all right.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Y'all are bringing that fire this morning. And, you made a lot of great points. I just would like to add that, you know, when you said wisdom, my mantra currently for this stage of my life is whatever it takes. And it's kind of like I hear that in that word when you say, you know, get knowledge and understand, no matter what it takes, because that is what's going to sustain you. That's what's going to bring you through. That's what's going to help you to deal with any and every situation that you have. And when you have the knowledge and the understanding and you have the wisdom, then sometimes we do make mistakes because we're human. But when we learn the lesson from that and we're able to learn lessons by having wisdom as we've obtained the knowledge, then we don't make those same mistakes over and over again. And, you know, one thing that you said that really resonated in my spirit when you were talking about people don't realize how powerful the tongue is and how powerful that when the word says that there's power of life and death in the tongue, it truly is. There are we have the power to build people up, or we have the power to tear people down merely by speaking a word over their life.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very key. I know a coworker of my father's. He passed away a couple months ago, and my father would come to me and say, "Man, you gotta watch what you say out your mouth." I said, "You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? What do you mean?" And he was saying, "This dude that I worked with, every day he came into work and he saw me. He say True. My father has name True Hoss, so they call him True. He say True. They working me to death. They killing me out here. They working me to death. I just so saying that you have to be careful on what you say because it speaks into your atmosphere, and you don't want to speak the wrong things into your atmosphere, for that they will cause you to stumble and fall. So I like verse 23 because it says, above all else, guard your hearts. Because I like that. I'm going to stop it right there because it says guard your heart above all else. So it says that because what's in a man's heart is going to come out of his mouth. So if we hide his commandments and keep his commandments in our heart, it will come out of our mouth. So when we get into situations where we see things are not going the way that they should be, in our heart is God's commandment. So we just start speaking the word, because when we go through situations, it's not really the physical. It's not really in the physical sense. We go through it in the spiritual. So we just not like we can put our hands on it. But what we're going to do is use the sword, which is the word of God that cuts like a two-edged sword, going in and coming out. What's this? Verse 4 says, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart and keep my commandments, and you will live. So when we take hold of it and digest it and have it in our hearts, that we will live and we will prosper and have a long life. And it says in verse 6, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. So if you, when we get the knowledge and we nourish the knowledge, man, and we see that, and we show God that we yearn for it, and that we really want it, and when we put that in the forefront, then is when we don't forget about it. Is that's when it will come to play. Even with certain things that I know my father has told me, and I'm sure y'all father has told y'all that has prepared y'all for manhood and some things that you didn't forget. So when you came upon these things, you would say, okay, I know that my father has told me this to so I know how to recognize and I know how to come at this situation. Pastor?
And that's so important. If you're looking to live and you're looking for God's protection, you know, it's sort of like in those verses 5, 6, 6, you're looking to live with God's protection. And then it's sort of like being in the flow of God. And we talked about this earlier before the show, is when you're in the flow of God, what happens is everything that you're doing is pleasing to God, and the God can use you as his vessel. And we talked about staying in the flow of God, that if you're wanting to learn his word, you have a desire to learn it, then you have a desire to apply it to your life, then you have a desire to share it with someone else. When you're in that learning, applying, sharing mode, that means that you're in tune with God, and God has something in his hand, or has you in his hand, that he can use you. And so you begin to live the life God wants you to live, and you receive the protection that God has for you. As long as you're doing the will of God, those certain things that will not be able to affect you. The enemy can try to do what he wants, but he won't be able to affect you because you're learning the word of God, you're applying the word of God, and you're sharing the word of God. You know, that's why I always open up these sessions, whether it be the first word, whether it be a sermon, whether it be the Bible study. I always pray that, you know, we'll be able to apply, you know, that we will study to show ourselves approved unto God, and that we will be able to apply it to our lives, share it with others, and that it will be done to your glory and to his glory. And people always say, why do you always say the same prayer? Well, it's the prayer that would desire to keep me in the flow of God, where I'm learning the word, by studying the word of God, I'm applying the words in my life, and I'm sharing it with someone else. That lines me up where I'm, and can line us all up, where we are an instrument in God's hand. And God has a big old smile on our face because we're seeking him, we're eating his word like it's a honeycomb, we're putting it into our lives, and we're sharing it with somebody. God said, I got something right there. You know, enemy is defeated when God can use us in that manner. And so this is so important when he says that I can live and I can be protected because I'm learning the word, I'm applying the word, and I'm sharing the word.
That's so key. The verse 13 says, hold on to instructions, do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. So these instructions that we have from God, they are so key and they're so important to our lives. Verse 14, do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Verse 15, avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and go on your way. This the things, the evil things, they're not for you. We often see, you know, especially when I was young, and you see it in all these movies, and when the youngins see these drug dealers, they have the cars and the clothes and the fashion and the latest, the baddest women and all the money, and that's what attracts them. But that's not what's for you. Those things are, don't walk in those paths. Get it the right way. See, when you hide it in your heart, when you hide the word of God and his commandments in his heart, you know, because once you've done that, you have gained the understanding and the wisdom to know that's not the right way to go. Anthony?
Well, I feel like you were saying earlier about how in our lives that we need to guard our hearts first. And I feel like whatever's in your heart's going to come out regardless. And, you know, sometimes people be like, you know, I didn't need to say it. And people be like, nah, you meant it. Because it actually came out. Yeah. I mean, that's just real talk, you know. Whether you don't like it or not, if it come out, that's what you thinking. That's, you know, that's what you thought, and then it came out. So it's like, you know, it is going to come out one way or the other. So you should guard your heart, watch what you listen, you know, watch what you watch, you know, keep your head straight, keeping God's word.
Glad that you said that. You made a valid point, especially when you're arguing and in the heat of the moment, and somebody slips up and says something that offends you, and then when they come back, they say, "Man, I really didn't mean to say that. I like what you say that." Yet you meant to say that because that's what's in your heart. Because if the word of God and the commandments are what's in your heart, and the word of God, you wouldn't say the things that you would say just to, because when you say them to hurt. You say them to try to make me feel some type of way. If we all came to agreement and over the word of God and hid those words in our heart, then we would be able to sit down and have a decent conversation amongst us whoever that we offended. What do you think about that, Pastor?
I think it's absolutely right, and that's a point that's real, like what Anthony's saying. It's in there. And if we don't use the word of God to transform that, you know, the heart is desperately wicked above all things. And, you know, that's what Jeremiah spoke about. You know, people always said, well, the Lord knows my heart. And I said, yeah, that's a scary thing, because that joker is rough. And you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you have to get the right stuff in your mind to feed to your heart. So those things can be transformed. So you speak life and not death. And when you constantly looking at the, you know, the booty videos and listen to the booty songs and, you know, cussing this one out and beat this one out and all of that stuff, you know, when that gets in your spirit, what's going to happen is that's what's going to feed you, and that's what's going to come out of you. So you got to get your head straight where you saying, you know, I'm going to avoid this with all costs, you know, because I know this is not God's word. And if I get this in my spirit, then this is what's going to come out. This is what I'm going to do. If chasing women, drinking, drugging is what's being fed to my spirit, you know, when in the ways of the world, then when it comes time for me to respond, that's what's going to come out of it. And, you know, that's just real. That's just plain and simple. You know, you can fake the fault if you want to, but that's what's gonna come out.
Yeah, I like that. I used to tease my mother, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, when we grew up, oh, she was a scary movie queen. She just, I mean, she every scary movie, she didn't miss one. But now that when she's older and she says now that she understands what these movies are about, she says she stay away from them. And it's not that she's scared of the movie itself, but she understands the spiritual attachment that it can have upon you. I used to have a friend who always, when we watched scary movies, and I thought it was funny, but he would always pray over the TV. He would say, "Lord, please don't let nothing come in the TV. Lord, please don't let no evil spirits come out of the TV." And I would say, you know, why would you do that? Well, because I learned, you know, I learned over the years that is a way that you can let the enemy in. What you're listening to and what you're watching, because that's what you're retaining. And like you said, Pastor, keep watching the booty videos the videos and then these type of videos, that's what you're feeding into your spirit. So if that's what's in your heart, that's what's going to come out. Just like Anthony said, no matter what, no matter how, like you said, Pastor, no matter how you try to fake the funk, what's in that heart is going to come out. Minister Jay, what do you think about that? Say it so far.
And I think y'all right on the money. And there's three types of people that can't tell no lies: children, drunks, and angry people. And the thing of it is, the latter two, drunk people and angry people, a lot of times, like you were saying earlier, they'll say things in the heat of the moment. But I've always believed that if you really want to find out what's in somebody or how somebody really feels about you, listen to what they say when they're angry. Or if you want to find out who they are in general, Watch how they respond to others in anger, because what's in you, it's going to come out. And see, we have the ability sometimes to put on a mask and to kind of we have inhibitions that will keep us and prevent us from saying certain things because we know it's not right. But when you get somebody real angry or you get somebody a little tipsy, well, then they lose those inhibitions and those things that they would normally not say because they're wrong. Now they just go ahead and just pop off from what's on the inside. And that's why I said it's so important, I agree with you, to make sure that as we prepare for this game of a life, that daily we're feasting on the Word of God and we're pouring the Word of God into our hearts, because there's going to come a time, because we're human beings, that somebody's going to get on our nerves. There's going to come a time where we go through some things and we're going to react off of our emotions. But if we have the Word of God deep down in our hearts, then that's where, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, then we'll still be able to speak God, even in those moments of controversy, even in those moments of conflict, we'll be able to speak forth God. And see, the thing is, there's going to be people that are watching us. And so the people that are watching us can say, wow, I wonder what kind of God this person serves, because I just saw what this person did to them, and yet Brother Jamal was able to speak life instead of speaking death to that person.
Yeah, that's very key. And it says, verse 24, says, put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far away from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. That's very key, because when you just keep your eye straight and you look for your goal, whether our goal is to be like Christ and to spread the gospel to all nations, if you keep your eyes on the goal and set your eyes for the prize, you won't even have time to feed into the negative. You won't even have time to focus on what everybody else is talking about. In verse 20 it says, make level paths for your feet and take only the ways that are firm. Verse 27 says, do not swerve to the right or left, and keep your feet from evil. When we give ourselves to God fully, I don't know if I'm speaking for everybody, but I know that I'm safe to say that when you start to give your life to God fully, some of the things that you used to do, you just don't want to do them anymore. Some of the things people used to around, you just don't want to do the things that you already know that God is not going to be pleased with. And when we start to make the path level, we don't have it doesn't have the chance or the opportunity to knock us off course. But if we're not on we're on an unlevel platform, then we have a tendency, or we have a more likely chance to fall off our path. So we have to make our path straight. And in order to make our path straight, we have to trust in the Lord. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understandings, but all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So that's how you make your path level. That's how you make your path straight, because once you give him your all, that's when you start living. I find myself, and that's why I love the first word, because it keeps me around positive positive men and sharpens iron, and we're talking about the Word of God, and we're also having a good time, so it's helping me with my walk. This is the level that I need to be on. So you can't have the walk and everything of Christ and then have people on your team that's totally against it. That's totally opposite of what God is doing. The opposite of God's will. You have to, everybody has to be on one accord, so that when we make this level, when we make this path level, that we can just keep on going and keep our eyes straight. We don't have a reason to look down and to watch our step, because our path is level. Our path is straight. What you think about that, Pastor?
Amen. That's word, man. I wish we had some more time, but that's going to be our time. But that's an awesome word. I appreciate everyone's input. This is good stuff. Always a blessing to me. Gets me pumped up. I don't know about anybody else. it's a good stuff. Just want to make sure we give people the access so they can go back and hear. And I'm going to get out some of my business cards today in church so people can go back and hear, so they can share with some other men that will definitely be benefiting from our first word. Anybody else have anything to say before we close out, Brett? All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for truly the word has blessed us. And as always, God, as we study this word, we desire that we will be able to apply it to our lives and share it with others. And, oh God, we pray that everything that is said and done will be done to your glory. Father, we thank you for Jamal and Anthony and Jason. We thank you for their input. And as always, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Now, God, prepare us as we prepare to go into our worship services on today. We pray that we would lift up the name of Jesus. It's he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And we pray that that will be done today. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us. Praise the Lord. We'll see you next Sunday on the first word. Good night.